America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Might need a personal injury lawyer after
this. I'm not losing a week. I got my girl Piper. She's listening in. She wants me to bring home the victory. So I'm going to take down Alabama.
Disappoint kids? That's unfortunate.
No, I don't disappoint anybody.
Sorry, Piper. You have to hear this.
All right. First one. For which one Wednesday?
All right, here we go.
What team is more likely to turn things around in the future? Mike Norvell in FSU or Billy Napier at Florida?
Well, I'll go ahead and take this. It's clearly Billy Napier in Florida. See, he's already got a foundation, Tiff. He has Jaden Bond and he has DJ Lagway. He is going to get another year there because of the turnaround. They've got a DC in place. The defense has gotten better. See, Florida has progressed, which makes me feel like there is hope. While Mike Norvell has had a dumpster fire at the end of last season because of the way the season played out with guys opting out at the end, and it's just turned into a forest fire at this point. And there's no firefighters anywhere. They don't have the helicopters with water.
The blaze.
It's just a dumpster fire.
That's a cute thought and everything, but why hasn't Billy Napier done it yet? You don't think he's had time? Let me tell you about Florida State and Mike Norvell.
When they
go do things, they do it through the transfer portal. Do they not? They did that before last season. It led them to a number five ranking at the end of the year. They did it before this year. They swung and missed on DJ Uiagalelei. Mike Norvell has a $70 million buyout. He's going to get all the time in the world, and he ain't going nowhere. All right, Billy Napier, he gets beat too bad this next weekend. He might be fired. All right, so let's just. I understand the roses.
Oh,
you want to throw the Gators
the
and everybody
now, huh?
else,
Hear
but
that?
Right now, Billy Napier's had plenty of time to do it. Mike Norvell has already proven
Dylan,
he can coach a team into the top ten.
Going
at the end of the
against
year.
His morals, just for victory.
He's
right
already
there.
Proven he can do it, Dylan.
Yeah, hey, what
so
did he prove?
Far, your meat's getting cooked. All right. If the Eagles
that better be a cut.
All right, next up.
I cook my own meat.
If the Eagles crush the Cowboys, will Mike McCarthy still be the head coach in Dallas? And we're talking about a shellacking like Detroit put on them.
No. And I think it's very simple right now. It seems like the call on Dak Prescott to go on IR, some of the trades you've already made, even though they brought in a wide receiver, he made it very clear it was for the long term. All right, Jerry Jones has already been on the edge. Mike McCarthy, a lot of people thought he should have been fired last year. All right, some people thought he should have been fired the year before. Also, the fact that Kellen Moore is your offensive coordinator up in Philadelphia and doing great things in an ascending offense for Philadelphia right now makes you look back a little bit at Mike McCarthy and say, you know what? Maybe Kellen Moore wasn't the issue. Maybe Dan Quinn wasn't the issue. Maybe Mike McCarthy is the issue moving forward. I think Jerry Jones has his finger on the button, and I think he's ready to push it after this weekend if things get sideways.
No, he's not going to fire in season. That's why Jerry has made some of the moves he's had. The last time they had an interim head coach was Jason Garrett, 2010,
yeah.
But they went 5-3, and they felt like they had a chance to win that year. If Jerry has indeed kicked on the season, as Mike has proclaimed many times on this show, then he's not going to fire McCarthy this year because Jerry Jones doesn't want to look like a laughingstock. It's very guys that are that have egos, a little bit narcissistic at times. You heard his interviews. They're not going to – they don't want to make themselves look like a laughingstock unless Jerry wants to coach the team himself, which, hell, he could do. I mean, worked out for old Ted.
Let me make a counterpoint because you just said when Jason Garrett did it, they thought they had a chance to win that year. That's not what this year is for the Dallas Cowboys.
That's why they won't. That's why they won't punt in season.
Since we discussed this earlier, who is more likely to survive their significant other leaving them? Which one of these guys is more likely – to survive, should their significant other say, hey, kick rocks. We're done.
This is a hard question.
This is between, so us? It's between, yes, we you know, can decide me. Between me. Everybody, I'm including Day-Day, Dylan, yourself, when Mike debates you, and then
go ahead and throw yourself under the bus real quick.
I'm most likely to survive if my significant other left me.
We need a good, give me a good, a good reason why you will survive.
I hope she's listening.
Well, I'm a strong man, Tiffany, and I will tell you that I have a great support system. I have good friends, and I have good immediate family. I don't have no cousins or anything. I have good support system, but I'm a strong individual.
Yeah,
and I won't ever have to deal with this because I have a beautiful, loving wife who will be all this.
You
ain't gonna wait for
argument.
But me, because Mike, look at Mike. Mike can't go a weekend without Lindsay. He's done without her.
Here's the bottom line.
You ain't
going
to win this argument.
I actually agree with his answer, but I think he's going about it from the complete wrong direction. And it has nothing to do with his friend group or anything like that. It has to do with the simple fact that I would collapse without my wife over in my corner. And he knows that because he's been around me and my wife. There's no way that I could do any of the parenting stuff or any of the stuff that I want to do without my wife being in my corner. I agree with Bo. He is definitely built to survive that way more than I am, but it's a me thing. It ain't a Bo thing.
Like
it's
a
me thing.
Find a way.
What Mike's trying to tell you is between the four men in this studio, Day-Day and I are the only ones that wear the pants in our family.
I can't knock Day-Day down.
I have one more to get to, but I'm going to slip in this other one. So who would be least likely to survive? Just give me your quick answers. Out of everyone in this group, aside from myself.
Uh-oh. People are listening. They're going to tell me.
You're done, son.
It's me. It's me.
You're least, okay.
It's me. I'm least likely to survive. Okay. And I'll wear that, probably. I think... Look, Dylan's got his own thing going on. She might leave him in a couple weeks. It is what it is. Sorry to hear about that.
Quickly, Bo.
Day-Day, look, man, he's longer in the tooth. He knows his way around the
streets. The least likely to survive is Mike.
Yeah.
Mike is.
Yeah, I'll wear that
Mike,
crown.
Look, he's nothing
be careful
without
you
his
do.
Woman. All right?
All right. Last one here. We're going MLB and Max Fried. What would pain you more to see him leave the Braves and end up in L.A. with the Dodgers? Or with the Phillies. There were some reports about him, maybe he'll reunite with his former teammate in L.A. and Freddie Freeman.
Undoubtedly the Phillies. Not only do you lose him to a rival, and you lose him to a team that you have to face. How many times a year we have to face
like
Max
Fried? It's not as many as it used to be, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like 12.
Let me tell you something. I'm old enough to remember when Tom Glavine didn't resign with the Braves and went to the Mets, that was brutal.
Make me vomit.
In fact, I despised him for a while.
Yeah. I'm on board with you, but I think kind of laying off the Dodgers too much here. The Dodgers are the reigning World Series champs. And your goal ultimately, Tiff, last time I checked, was to win a World Series here. So when you look at the World Series champs and all the stuff they have going on and think of the fact that they would add a dog like a Max Fried to that rotation makes them inevitably terrifying to the rest of the National League and to the rest of Major League Baseball. So, yes, it would make me sick for him to be in a Phillies uniform, but I don't think these are your ultimate test, although they are a rival. I think the litmus test in Major League Baseball, I don't want to see Max Fried even near that rotation.
All right, Dylan, what say you?
Man, this was very close to call. I'm going to make the decision that...
Mike Mafia.
This whole system is rigged. I don't accept those results.
We are not doing that.
It was close. That was a very, very tough decision.
So rigged.
We've only had two tough decisions like that, I think, in the history of Which One Wednesday, but that was one.
You
of
know
them.
What disappoints me the most? You out. I didn't take any shots like he did. He basically said Simone was going to leave you.
That's true, but look, it's not about that. It's about, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah,
whole
that's thing. What it's about. He was in there quite a few minutes this morning.
It's unfortunate for you, but hold that L proud. When we come
nice
back.
Job, Tiff.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.